This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse is calling for an investigation into the Trump administration's move to dismantle the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, in Boulder. Neguse says a whistleblower alleges White House budget officials improperly tried to sell parts of NCAR to a private for-profit company. If true, Neguse argues it violates federal law and would be a conflict of interest. He sent a letter this week to the National Science Foundation's Inspector General demanding an independent investigation. This winter has been the warmest on record across much of the Colorado River Basin. KUNC's Scott Franz reports the forecast for this spring's snowmelt is growing more dire.
Hydrologists like Cody Mosier create a color-coded map to predict how much water will arrive at stops along the river from spring runoff. Green and blue dots are good, red are bad. This year's map is an alarm.
It's not a pretty picture here with lots of reds. That's 50 to 70% of normal April through July runoff. Those maroon colors are 30 to 50%, and we even have some of those pinks, which indicates less than 30% normal seasonal spring runoff.
Mosier is with the federal Colorado Basin River Forecast Center. He says just 2.3 million acre feet of Colorado River water is expected to reach Lake Powell through July. That's about a third of what's considered normal. Some forecasts predict the reservoir could get so low it will stop producing hydropower. The seven states in the river basin remain deadlocked over how to share and conserve the dwindling water supply. I'm Scott Franz.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.